Hey friends, welcome back to Faith to Impact. It's your host, Dustin Hill. So good to be able to record this episode. I'm actually driving today. We just moved into our new house. We've been renting my parents' house for the last little bit down here in St. George. And so we just moved actually into St. George because technically we were in Washington, Utah, which is always fun to talk to people like, oh, you live in Washington, Utah? It's so confusing. Washington State, there's Washington, D.C., Washington, Utah. And it's funny too because Amy actually grew up in Washington State, and that's what she always tells people, like, oh, that's where she's from, is Washington State, because like otherwise people are like, oh, DC, like, no. So she always says Washington State, but then she's had to like say, oh, I'm in Washington, Utah now. It's just so funny. But I just wanted to record this episode. It's just something that has been on my mind for a while, and I've shared it with a couple family members and things, and I just feel like it's something I should share. And warning, I might cry a little bit on this, just so you know. But that's something that like I actually have been thinking about too, and that I don't really care. I think for a while I used to be like, oh, I can't cry like online or whatever, right? But that's just kind of part of who I am. That's one way that I feel emotions, is through crying. And so I might, you know, I might do that more often here, and you know, we'll just see. But I just want this to be a real and authentic, and I really want it to be able to help you. So and that's something I try and do, is, you know, be able to be uncomfortable and vulnerable myself so that I can help other people, you know? So anyways, with that being said, what I want to talk about today, which is something that I've, you know, really felt a lot recently. And again, I just think it's, you know, I think God sometimes, a lot of times actually, I think works in repetitions, right? Like when he, you know, repeats himself, like in the scriptures, then we should definitely pay attention. You know, if you hear something multiple times, then that might be something you need to listen to right now. So, but this thing that's been coming to me, is just this idea that God really wants us to love ourselves, you know? And to be honest, this is something that's been a struggle for me, like for a long time. It's just really like loving myself. And I think especially being a dad, like anytime I see my kids like really hard on themselves, like I remember I was sitting at the table, in the kitchen next to my son Parker, and he was doing this like coloring thing, and I think it was for school that he had to like, you know, color. I thought it was like Mickey Mouse, or it may not be, but something like that, where like there was these lines you had to color them in. And I remember that he was doing that, and as he was coloring it in, like he went outside the lines. And I remember just like him just being like, oh, it's not perfect, and like he was so down on himself because he wasn't perfect in that thing. And you know, I just think in that moment, I just feel so sad, and just like, I just didn't want my son to not like, just to, it's okay. Like, especially with like coloring something that like, it's okay that you went outside the lines, right? It's really fine. It's okay. And you know, but for him, it was kind of hard, and he just felt down, and it was just like, I'm not perfect, right? And I wasn't perfect in this thing. And I think it can be really easy for us, and I think for me too, to really like, to not be sad when I'm not perfect, right? Like, it's just like, oh man, I messed up, and oh, it's so bad. And yet, like, I have so many family members and friends and got cut off there for a second and had a call come in. So now I'm on Do Not Disturb, but you know, I have like family and friends that will say, oh, Dustin, like, you know, it's amazing that you do this, and I love that you do this, and like your smile is so amazing, and all these different things. And yet sometimes I don't see that, right? And I think that's normal for us to sometimes not see those things. But I just really recently, again, I've really just felt that God has been trying to tell me that it's so important for all of us to love ourselves. And that's one of the things that if you look at, you know, the two great commandments, love God and love your neighbor, that's not the full thing, right? It's love your neighbor as thyself, right? So like, you need to love other people like you love yourself. And I think there's varying, you know, everyone's different. I think some people, maybe they do, it's easier for them to love themselves and they might prioritize themselves more, right? I think for me, I've always tried to be selfless and tried to be like Christ in that way. Certainly not perfect, but, and so I think for me, sometimes it's just easier to put myself down or to not, you know, truly love myself and like prioritize other people over me. And so I just, but that's really just been the message that's been on my heart recently is the importance of truly loving yourself. And so that's what I want to share with you today, is that it's really important for you to take care of yourself and to love yourself. And that's truly what God wants you to do. I think sometimes we think that like, oh, well, like I'm focused too much on myself. And maybe there are, I'm sure there's ways that we can do that, right? I mean, if you're listening to this, you may not have the power to do that, really. Like you probably are someone that just like naturally is going to care about others, is naturally going to love others. And so, but anyways, I'm just saying I guess everyone's good, you know, but I'm just saying some people, maybe they would focus too much on themselves. You probably won't though. Right. And that I think it's just really important for you to know that loving yourself is actually going to help you love others more. Okay. So loving yourself is actually going to help you love others more. And why is that? I know for me, when I first really understood the power of like personal development, right? And really being able to take care of yourself, to exercise, to make sure that you're doing things so that you have energy, that I would come home and I would have way more energy for my kids. I would be able to show up better for them because I was taking care of myself, right? I was doing things that would help me to be able to help them, right? Because you think about it, if like, let's imagine we're all like batteries, right? And each of us has up to 100%, right? And our kids, let's say they, you know, are typically they have a decent amount of energy, right? They're already up there quite a bit. As adults and we get older, like it's maybe harder for us to have that energy sometimes. And so if you're at 25% and someone like your kids, you're trying to energize them and trying to help them out, then is it better to have 75% or 100% or 25%, right? I mean, if you're getting low, think about like on your iPhone or Android, whatever, you have like a low power mode. It's like, okay, hey, if you do this, then we're going to save battery by not doing certain things. And we're going to like help it so that you can go a little bit longer, right? But it's so much better if you just have a lot more percent, right? And so just that idea though, that like you actually can help other people when you help yourself. And so that's just what I want you to think about and to remember, is that it's really important for you to love yourself, and that's part of loving others, right? Loving God is that we love ourselves. And I know that I show up much better if I love myself, that I am able to serve God more. I'm able to serve my family more, to take care of others more when I truly love myself. If I don't love myself, then it's pretty depressing and I'm pretty down and it doesn't seem like much is going to matter, right? And I just am not going to, I'm not going to do as much, right? But if I do love myself, and when I do, then I'm able to truly, you know, help other people. So I just want you to think about that today. It's something that's been on my heart. So make sure you love yourself and share that with some other people too. Like tell some other people that they need to love themselves. You know, as I've been able to talk about that, everyone's been like, yeah, you know what, that's really true. And so I encourage you to share that message as well with other people, and especially with your family, right? Help them know that. And I will do that tonight as my, you know, accountability for this too. But that it is really, really important to love ourselves, and that it allows us to actually help other people a lot more when we do that, like way more. Like I really think that's the only way to truly actually, you know, help other people, right? I mean, you think about if you're like on a mountain and you're on the top and you're helping pull people up, is it better if you're on the top and pulling people, or like if you're on the bottom trying to push up? Like it's going to be much better on higher ground where you're you can see better, you can do all this, and you can help other people. So I hope you'll do that. I hope you will go share that message with someone else, and that you'll try and do that yourself too. And I know that it will make a huge difference for you. So thanks so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Hope you're amazing. Well, I know you're amazing. I hope you're doing amazing, and let me know, you know, how I can best help you.